Welcome back as we continue on in the NBA on Basketball News and Pro Football Weekly. Jim Clemens of the LA Lakers, our co-host each week. I'm Hub Arkish and Mike Wilkening. And Jimmy, jobs 2 out of 3 filled, 1 about to as we speak. We think we know what's going to happen. It's almost certain. I shouldn't say it is done, a done deal. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my notes and I'm saying to myself, they did name Michael Curry in Detroit, didn't they? That one appeared to be wired from the moment Flip Saunders left. Anything you can tell us about Michael Curry, your thoughts about him as the new coach of the Pistons?
Well, I certainly wish him well. I've known Michael a long time. I first met him years ago when I was my first year as an assistant coach with the Chicago Bulls. He was very good friends of a young man that we drafted by the name of Jeff Saunders. And they were college teammates at Georgia Southern, and I followed his NBA career, and he's done well at every step of the way, and I think he has a very good opportunity to have an impact on a team that is fledgling right now in terms of who they are as a basketball club. I think he'll try to bring some identity back to that team.
You know, I think, guys, the interesting thing with Detroit is certainly the core of that team, I think, is going to be shaken up in some form or fashion. Maybe Chauncey Billups is the one that's traded. Rip Hamilton, certainly Rasheed Wallace, you would think, is on the trading block. So looking from that standpoint, I don't know if they're necessarily locked to be in the conference finals again as they've been the last several years. But that being said, maybe this buys Curry some more time. If you shake things up, if you let Rodney Stuckey run the point, you rebuild a little bit. If they're patient with him, from everything I've heard about him, it would seem to me that that would be, A, the right path to take, and B, it could be a path that really could pay off in dividends, because, again, you've got enough there to succeed. He seems like he's a coach with a bright future. You give them a few years to kind of retool. I don't see the Pistons going anywhere in the East.
All right, Jim, Terry Porter takes over in Phoenix. Now, I'll never forget when he got the Bucks job in Milwaukee. It was almost like he'd been groomed for it. He was the heir and didn't work out very well, and yet he is Steve Kerr's choice in Phoenix. Your thoughts about that selection?
Well, I was very sorry to see, you know, Terry lose the job in Milwaukee a few years ago, because I thought under the circumstances he did a very good job, and they haven't been back to that level. They, mean the Bucks, haven't been back to that level since he left. So once again, you know, owners become and general managers become very impatient sometimes in situations where coaches do need an opportunity to groom the players that they have and for them to accept and understand their roles within the system that they're trying to develop and incorporate. And, you know, we make moves all the time in this league and, you know, in all professional sports because owners and general managers and the fan base, they want to win immediately. And unfortunately, there's some situations where you have to be patient because the talent is there, but you need an opportunity for the talent to grow together. And we talk about chemistry in our sports all the time, and sometimes you just can't throw a bunch of personalities together, even though they may have the talent, and it doesn't work out well.
Well, and finally, and I don't want to call the Chicago Bulls the laughingstock of the NBA. That's not really fair, but I got to tell you, a 2-month coaching search, 15 interviews, and Vinny Del Negro may be the next NBA coach. He could be a great coach. I'm not knocking him. But to go through that and hire a guy with no previous coaching experience, it's got people scratching their heads, Jim.
Well, I'll have to remain mum on that one.
I'm sorry. That's not putting you in a very fair spot.
I don't understand. I haven't heard all the details, so I'm going to reserve the right to speak on this later.
Well, and Mike, you know, Steve Kerr and John Paxson are very close friends from their days in with the Bulls. They talk. Del Negro is working in the front office for Kerr. He's never a candidate for the Suns job, and yet now he's the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Certainly the most mysterious hire of this season and maybe in many seasons. And what I would say is this has the look of a hire where Vinny Del Negro may figure everything out just in time for a second coaching job elsewhere. I think the learning curve is going to be steep. It's, you know, going to be a team that's going to be on the young side of things. And again, by the time he sort of figures everything out, he may no longer have a job. So it's going to be a very interesting situation in Chicago.
We will have a little more on this one in the publisher's pen. Let me repeat, we wish Vinny Del Negro and the Bulls the best. No editorial comment here, but a strange selection that we'll talk about a little bit more a little bit later.